Okay. And I'll come back here. In 6 days, we gain a son in our family.
在6天后，我们马上，我家里就要迎来一个新的孩子。
And we are very excited about that.
我们全家都非常的兴奋。
I don't know. Let me. Okay, Mason, you can tell me if this is seen or not. Can you see this? I can't see myself right now. Can you see that picture?
It's a little too small.
Small. I should have sent one. Whoops. Let me get a little closer. Well, how about now, Mason?
We can see, I can see it's a family portrait, but I can't really tell who is in it.
Okay, it's all right. Well, in that picture, it's my Facebook background picture, is the young man who's marrying Sarah. His name is Matthias.
那这张照片是我在我的 Facebook 上面用的一张背景照片，是我们全家的。那里面那个年轻人就叫与我的女儿 Sarah。
So we're very excited. They're getting married down in the Greenville, South Carolina area.
他们会在南卡那里，Greenville那里举行婚礼。So
Karen and two of our daughters drive down tomorrow.
我的太太 Karen 和我的两个孩子明天就要开始开车下到南卡。
And then I will fly down to join them on Thursday.
我会在星期四。So
that's the plan. So appreciate your prayers for safety and for Sarah and Matthias as they begin their new lives together.
那我也很谢谢妹妹们如果能够给我们这个新的家庭能够给祝福给他们祷告。
I guess a question for you, Mason. Does anyone in the church, have they served in the military? That you're aware of?
I know some children, I mean, some sick, yeah, some kids, they served in the military. But not the first generation who migrated here.
Okay. The reason I ask that is because we are in a spiritual war every day, and Satan is out to destroy us.
那Scott 牧师前面在问我们当中有没有人是在军队里面服役过，那么我们应该除了一些孩子可能在军队服役，我们并没有。那因为我们每天都在
The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:8, be of sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
神说，保持清醒，保持警惕，你的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地寻找可吞吃的人。
If you're not already there, turn in your Bibles, please, to Ephesians chapter 6.
如果你没有看到那个经节的话，那就请你把你的圣经翻到以弗所书第6章第10节这里。
In verse 10, Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 10.
以弗所书第6章第10节.
The book of Ephesians is a prison epistle. It's a letter that Paul wrote from prison.
啊，这个以弗所书是保罗在监狱里所写的书信。
The first three chapters of the book is focused on doctrine, on teaching.
前三章，以弗所书的前三章，它的着重于讲道义、教义。
The last half of the book, chapters 4, 5, and 6, focus on the practical application of that doctrine.
那四五六章呢，它着重在讲对这些教义的在生活中的应用。
As you can see on the screen, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
那第屏幕上我们就可以看见在第十节这里他说我还有未了的话你们要靠着主依赖他的大能力做刚强的。
Actually, it would make a little bit better sense from the language of the original Greek language to translate it as be strengthened in the Lord. The passive tense makes more sense in the context.Because believers do not empower themselves.
那如果更好的理解呢，是要用希腊的原文来理解。那希腊的原文它采用的是一种被动语态，它说是在主里被坚强。因为什么呢？因为信徒不会赋予自己权利，它只是一种被动的状态。
Be strengthened in the Lord. It's God.Who we have to ask to take care of our weaknesses, our deficiencies.
在主里被主坚固，被主坚强。我们祈求神把我们的软弱拿去。
And verse 10 says to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
第十章这里提到依赖他的大能力，大能大力。
There's three words there for power or energy or strength in verse 10. Strong, mighty, and power.
在第十节这里他提出了差不多三个词来形容这个能力，大能、大力。
Paul is piling these words one on top of the other for strength.
保罗在这里不停地在强调这刚强的这个词。连续用了三个。
There are distinctions in meanings between the words, but I think Paul's overall point is that he's wanting to emphasize and enforce the idea of God's power available to you and me in times of temptation.
那我想保罗在这里虽然每个词他都有他自己的独立不同的解释。但是他这里并不是在强调他们的特性，而是在强调他的这来自上帝的丰富的力量，对于你我，对所有的信徒。
According to the first chapter of this book, this is the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, through which he ascended, and through which now he's seated at the Father's right hand.
在这就如在第一章里面所提到的，这是同样的力量。那这个力量就是使耶稣复活，使耶稣升天，让坐在宝座上。
So when it says to be strong in the Lord or to be strengthened in the Lord, this is the same power that God used to resurrect Jesus that's available.To you and me.
所以在这里提到使我们坚强的这个能力是同一种使耶稣复活的那个能力，这个能力会加添在我们的身上。
So be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. How am I supposed to do verse 10? He starts to answer the how in verse 11.
那我如何在主和他的大能中得到坚强，得到加强呢？那么就在第十一节里面得到了给我们的答案。
And we're going to look at two ways in this text that we are to be strengthened in the Lord. Two ways to do it.
那我们会从两方面，两条道路来看。
The first way is by putting on the full armor of God. We see that in verses 10 to 13.
第一种就是在十到十三节里面提到的，穿上神的全副军装。
And then we're going to see in verses 14 to 17, the second way is by putting on the specific armor of God.
第二种就是在十到十四到十七节中，我们他就会解释到如何穿上特别的那些特质的那些军装。
So in verses 11 to 13, he's going to answer that question by putting on the full armor of God.
10 到13节是穿上整套的军装。
And then in verses 14 to 17, he's going to answer that question by putting on the specific pieces of the armor.
那14到17节中，他是要强调穿上每一件不同的这个军装上的每一件。
Let's be honest for a minute.
让我们来坦白来看。
We are weak.
我们都非常软弱。
We fail God a lot.
我们在神里面往往是失败的。
And according to this text of scripture, one of the reasons for that, in fact, one of the big reasons for failing so much is because of our enemy, the devil.
那有一个我们失败，我们往往失败的一个原因，那从这个经文里面来看呢，那就是我们的敌人撒旦。
I am not wearing an army uniform right now.
我现在并没有穿一件装在我身上。
I'm in a button-down shirt and a tie.
我穿的是一件衬衫和领带。
But really, spiritually, I need to be wearing army fatigues.
但事实上，从属灵意义上来讲，我应该要穿一件军装。
And Paul is using the picture of the Roman soldier he was probably chained to in the prison.
那这里保罗他很有可能他就是在用了那罗马军兵的那种形象。
Prisoners were chained to Roman soldiers.
很有可能。
To keep them from escaping.
很有可能他自己就是和那个罗马的士兵给捆锁在一起。
So Paul is probably looking over at the soldier he's chained to and thinking about how that relates to spiritual warfare.
很有可能保罗就当时就正看着那罗马的军兵，在想象着这些军装如何能和属灵意义上联系起来。
He was looking at a soldier who was fully armed or fully armored.
他所看见的那位士兵很有。就全副武装的。
And that's why he says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God.
所以他在第十一节提到要穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Put on the complete, the full, the total armor that has as its source God.
这副军装，这个全部的军装，它的来源就是神。
God has all this strength, God has all this power, but if we don't tap into it, if we don't depend on him, we will be defeated.
神有他所有的大能，所有的大力，但是如果我们不去依靠他的话，我们人就是非常软弱的。
He says in verse 11, to put on the full armor of God, which is a command, which has a sense of urgency. This is very important.
所以第十节他说到你要穿上，它代表了一种非常紧迫的命令。
We get that from the tense of the command in Greek, the original language of the New Testament. It's very urgent that you put it on and put it on now.
这个在古希腊的在希腊的原文里面，它就是一种命令的语气。所以说你要穿上，非常的紧迫。
And the text says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
第十说到, 你穿上了军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the complete set of instruments used in defensive or offensive warfare. And the emphasis, of course, in the text is on the defensive.
穿上全部的军装铠甲是用于防御性或者进攻性战争的一套这样的工具。那么然而那通常呢我们在这里更加强调的是一种防御性。
Have you ever been in a snowball fight?
你们有没有打过雪仗?
And maybe you were outside. I hope you were outside.
希望你们在那时候是在户外。
You don't have snowball fights inside, at least I hope not. And maybe you grabbed a garbage can lid and you put it up as a shield.
有可能你在打雪仗的时候是拿起了垃圾盖。 把它作为一个盾牌。
Or perhaps you've seen some of the Marvel movies with Captain America.
或者也有可能你看过一些Marvel的电影，里面有那个美国队长。
And he has that shield of vibranium.
他就有那块vibranium的钢所做的那个盾牌。
The emphasis in this text is that you are under attack.
这里的着重点就是你在受到攻击。
And God wants you to stand in this time of attack.
神要你站立得住, 在这个攻击里面你要站立得住。
We forget that we're in a spiritual warfare.
我们有时候会忘记我们在属灵的征战中。
This text says that we need to put on the full armor of God so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes.
神在这里说，我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Four times this text says to stand.
四次在经文里面提到了站稳脚跟，站住，站立。
He says in verse 12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
在第十二节，它里面说到我们的，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战。
It's not against other human beings.
因为我们并不是与其他的人征战。
But who is it against?
那我们是与谁在征战呢?
It's against, in verse 12, it's against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
12节，他继续说到，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Our struggle, or it could be translated, our wrestling. This is the idea of hand-to-hand combat.
这征战那也可以解释成是一种摔跤，那这是一种肉搏战。
My nephew is a U.S. Marine.
那我的侄子他是美国海军陆战队的。
He lives in North Carolina.
他住在北卡那里。
He can kill you 100 ways.
他可以以100多种方法来击败你。
Marines are trained to fight and if need be in hand-to-hand combat, take out the enemy.
海军陆战队他们平时都是受训，都是肉搏战的一种很肉搏战的受训。
What makes this so hard is that we don't see the devil.
这里比较困难的是什么呢? 是我们看不见那个魔鬼。
It's like he's an invisible foe.
就像是他穿着一件隐形的斗篷。
But according to this text, he is scheming.
但是根据这里的经文上面，我们可以看见魔鬼他是在制定他的诡计。
That's the end of verse 11. It mentions the devil's schemes.
也就是11节里面说到的反对魔鬼的诡计。
He's like a crafty planner who is thinking about ways to take you and me out.
他就在那里非常狡猾的以各种欺骗为目的的制定他的诡计，想要把你想要来击败你。
He wants to destroy you.
他想要摧毁你。
He wants to destroy your family.
他想要把你的家庭给摧毁。
I'm married to Karen, and he wants to destroy our marriage.
就像我和 Karen 结婚，他想要摧毁我们的婚姻。
Mason's married to Jennifer, and he wants to destroy their marriage.
也像 Mason 和 Jennifer 也是结婚，但是魔鬼想要摧毁他们的婚姻。
And he's on the attack.
他是在攻击。
And that's why we've got to stand.
也就是这样，我们需要站立我们的脚跟。
I have a quote from a commentator named Hainer. It's a little bit of a longer quote. Mason, I'll probably break it up into two parts, and I'll do the first half, and then you translate it, and then I'll do the second half, okay?
Okay.
Due to this, one must always be cognizant that the strategies or schemes of the devil are based on lies and are designed to deceive believers. Consequently, Paul exhorts believers to put on the full armor of God for the purpose of being able to stand firmly against the lying strategies of the devil. In these strategies, the devil is crafty in that he does not always attack through obvious head-on assaults, but always employs cunning and wily stratagems designed to catch believers unawares.
那这里我来引用一段一个解经家的叫 Hoiner 的他的一些评论，说因此人们必须始终认识到魔鬼的策略或计划是基于谎言，旨在欺骗信徒。因此保罗呢，他劝勉信徒要穿上神的全副军装，以便能够坚定地抵抗魔鬼的谎言策略。在这些策略中，魔鬼是狡猾的，因为他并不总是通过明显的正面进攻来攻击。
They are told not to attack the devil or advance against him. They are only to stand, hold the territory that Christ and his body, the church, have conquered. Without the armor of God, it is certain that believers.Will be deceived and defeated by those schemes of the devil, which have been effective for thousands of years.
他们被告知不要攻击魔鬼或者向他发起进攻，他们只是要站立，坚守基督和他的身体，即教会所征服的领土。没有神的军装，信徒们肯定会被那些已经有了数千年的魔鬼的诡计所欺骗和打败。
The schemes of the devil have been effective for thousands of years.
那魔鬼他所制定的那些诡计已经有效了数千年了。
This is the same devil who tempted Eve and Adam.
这是同样的那个魔鬼，他曾经欺骗了亚当和夏娃。
This is the same devil that tempted David.
这也是同样的那个魔鬼，他曾经欺骗了大卫。
This is the same devil who tempted Jesus.
也是同样的魔鬼，他曾经诱惑过耶稣基督耶稣。
We are in a spiritual warfare against the devil whose name means slanderer.
我们就正在那属灵的征战中。
Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Turn over there, please. Revelation chapter 12, verses 9 and 10.
让我们翻到启示录十二章第九节到第十节。
The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
Verse 10, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ, for the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的已经被摔下去了。
There's coming a time in the future when the devil will no longer have access to heaven as he does now, and he will be expelled and be thrown down to the earth.
在未来将来的有一天，那这个魔鬼他就会被从天上摔到地下。
One of his activities he does right now is accuses believers before the throne of God.
他现在的活动，他现在每一天的活动，就是在日夜在我们神面前控告我们。
This is why we need Jesus to intercede for us.
这也就是为什么我们需要我们的耶稣来为我们代求。
Back to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们回到以弗所书的第六章。
In verse 12, you have these different groups mentioned. Ephesians 6:12.
六章第十二节。
These are different words for the demonic forces under Satan.
这是用不同的词再来解释在撒旦下面的那些属魔鬼的那些掌权的。
The first word is rulers, an authority figure who initiates an activity or a process.
第一个词是统治者，是那些发起活动或者是发起流程的那些有权威的人士。
Then authorities, which just like it says, a bearer of ruling authority.
第二个掌权的就是像他字面意思是说执政掌权权威的承担的者。
Then it mentions against the powers of this dark world.
在后面一个他提到是与这个黑暗世界的力量。
This is talking about supernatural power.
这是一些超自然能力的邪恶世界。
Then it mentions at the end of verse 12, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
在最后他这里提到的是在天界那里那些邪恶的灵力。
In 2 Kings chapter 6, there's a fascinating story.
在《列王记下》那里，第六章那里有一个非常有意思的故事。
In just a minute, we'll read 2 Kings 6:15 through 17.
我们过一会儿，我们来读《列王记下》的第六章，第十五到十七。
Verse 15, we'll read here just a moment.
第十五节。
let me, we're jumping into the middle of the story, so let me kind of sum it up for you.
我们是从故事的当中开始，所以说我来总结一下。
Israel is fighting against the nation of Syria.
那以色列人这时候正在和 Syria 争战。
And every time the Syrian army goes and moves their army to attack Israel, the prophet Elisha warns the king of Israel.
每次他们征战的时候呢，那那个啊，预言先知以赖亚，他就会来警告那个国王。
And so the king of Syria says to his servants, "Which of you is the spy?"
所以说叙利亚他的国王就问他属下的人，你们哪一个是间谍吗？
And the servant said, "None of us are spies, O king."
所以说他的所有的仆人都说没有啊，我们都不是。
But the prophet Elisha, he hears what you whisper in your bedroom.
但是先知以赖亚他能够听到你在卧室里的悄悄话。
So the king of Syria set the army to surround Elisha in his little house.
所以叙利亚的国王就派出他所有的军队把以赖亚给包围了，把他的家给包围。
And now we pick it up in verse 15.
那我们就来到了这里的第十五节。
When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked.
那神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神人说，哀哉我主啊，我们怎样行好呢？
And then verse 16, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered, "those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
神人说不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
Verse 17, "And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes. And he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha."
那以利沙就祷告说，耶和华啊，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
The book of Daniel talks about this same type of thing.
在但以理书里面也提到了同样的这样的故事。
Where an angel was delayed to coming to Daniel for 3 weeks, 21 days, because he was fighting with a demon.
一个天使他被他来到但以理的身边陪伴他21天，因为但以理在那时候受到魔鬼的攻击。
This servant of Elisha in this text was terrified when he walked out the door and saw the army surrounding him and had no idea God's army was there as well.
以利沙的这个仆人早晨起来的时候一定是惊怕极了，因为他看到那么多车马军兵围绕在旁边，但他并不知道神的那些军兵也已经在那里。
And I'm thankful that we have good angels fighting on our side.
我非常感恩我们有那好的天使天君在我们周围。
But we're involved in the battle too.
I'm sorry?
We are involved in the battle as well.
我们也是在这战争中的。
It's not just the flaming chariots and horses. We are involved in the battle.
并不只是那些火车 火马，我们也在这其中。
Back to Ephesians 6, verse 14.
如果我们回到以弗所书第六章第十四节这。
Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
You know, actually, verse 13, I wanted to mention the phrase in that verse.
我想要先
Go ahead.
我想要先来提一提十三节当中的一个词。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
十三节这里提到神所赐的全副军装。好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌。
The day of evil is referring to a particularly hard and difficult time in your life.
这磨难的日子很有可能指的就是特指你的生活中一个受挫折、受磨难非常困难的那个日子。
And you're tempted, terribly tempted to do wrong.
很有可能那天你受到了极大的诱惑要去做错的事情。
What do you do when that day comes?
如果那天临近的时候你会怎么做呢？
You put on the armor of God.
穿上神的全部军装。
And you really need to have already put on the armor of God.
而且你应该是已经穿上了神的军装。
You can't put on the armor when the attack comes. You've got to already have it on so that you're ready for the evil day.
你不能在受到攻击的时候才去穿，你要已经把这副军装穿在身上了。
Verse 14 to 17. Gives us the specific pieces of the armor.
十四到十七节里面，他就给了我们每一个特别的这个军装的上面的部分。
This is not about victory or defeat.
这个并不是关于胜利或者是被击败。
This is about holding fast to territory already won by Christ.
这里是指我们要坚守那已经胜利的那领土。
The believer needs to understand, you and I need to understand, the devil and his angels are universal and strong, but they are not omnipotent or all-powerful.
你和我还有所有的信徒，我们都应该要认识到，这魔鬼和他的邪恶的天使是普遍来讲是很强大的，但是他们并不是无所不能的。
The strength of the Lord is gained by utilizing the full armor of God, and it is stronger than all the power of the devil.
因此呢，我们通过使用全副的武装或者从上帝那里而来的力量，我们的将强于那些恶人。
He starts off by listing the belt of truth.
他先讲了真理的带子作为束腰。
Verse 14, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰。
What's this talking about? How do I put on the belt of truth?
这里在讲什么？我们怎么能够把真理放到我们的腰带上呢？
Truth, and I'm going to give you a quote here from John Calvin. Truth, which means sincerity of mind, is compared to a belt. The purity of the gospel ought to remove from our minds all guile and from our hearts all hypocrisy.
那我这里来给大家讲一个这是约翰加尔文他的一个注解。他说真理意为心灵的真诚彼此被作为一条腰带。那福音的纯洁应该从我们的头脑中除去所有的诡计，从我们的心中呢除去所有的虚伪。
This is talking about being real, being genuine. being authentic.
这里就是说我们要真诚，我们要纯洁。
The belt of truth means we don't put on like we're something that we're not.
以真理束腰，也就是说我们不要虚伪，不要做我们根本自己不是的。
I have been blessed to preach many times to you at the Peoria Christian Church.
我很有福能够来毕城华人教会来讲福音来讲道很多次了。
I've never tried to pretend to be something that I'm not.
我从来没有想要伪装成我不是的那个。
I've tried to be real with you.
我想要在你们面前展现我的真实的一面。
And to be honest with you.
和你们坦诚相待。
That's the belt of truth. I try to put on the belt of truth of reality, of genuineness.
这就是真理的腰带，这就是我想要束在我身上，让我们坦诚相待。
The next piece is the breastplate of righteousness.
那下一片就是以公义当作护心镜。
Act righteously in all of your activities, all of your dealings. Did you hear me, Mason?
Sorry.
Act righteously in all of your dealings, in all of your activities.
以正义的公义的活动。
And I'm on page 4 of my notes, if that helps you, Mason.
Okay.
Right underneath the breastplate of righteousness. I think part of this, I try to, with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, acting righteous, an illustration that comes to my mind is in the same day a few years ago, Karen and I were in a couple of stores and two different cashiers made a mistake.
既然讲到了这正义的胸甲呢，还有这诚实呢，我就想到了在几年以前，我和我太太 Karen 在一家商店里面我们两个人去了两个不同的结账的地方。
We had lunch at the restaurant Chili's.
我们是在 Chili 那家餐馆里面用餐，用我们的午餐。
And when we got our bill, they had not charged us for a Coke.
当我们拿到账单的时候呢，他们漏了算一瓶可乐的钱。
Later, we were at Walmart buying a DVD for the kids, and they forgot to charge us the $10 for the DVD.
那稍后的时间，我们又去了 Walmart 去买一张 DVD 给我们的孩子。结账的时候，他们也漏算了。
So what do you do when you get the bill and you've not been charged for something?
当你拿到这账单的时候，你看到上面没有漏算了那钱的时候，你会怎么做呢？
Do you rejoice that the Lord provided something for free?
你是不是非常高兴那神给我你提供了免费的供应呢？
No.
不是。
No. You put on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness.
不是的，你应当用你的真理来束腰，并且用你的公义来做并且拿上你的那护心镜的公义。
What are we tempted to think at times like that?
在这样的情况下，我们往往会被诱惑，会想要去做什么，想要什么。
I could use that $13 a lot more than they could.
你会不会想我可以好好的利用这13块钱，他们这些商家并不需要。
and you start rationalizing not being honest.
你很有可能你就为自己的不诚实而做了辩解。
There have been people that have been arrested for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars.
有很多人他们曾经发生过他们为他们贪污他们挪用公款而被他们挪用公款而被逮捕。
See, in my illustration, it was just $13.
在我的这个例子里只是$10。
But $13 can become $30 or $300 or $3,000.
但是这$13就可以慢慢的变成30, 300, 3000。
Stand against the devil.
在魔鬼面前你要站立得稳。
Take your stand. The assault is coming. The temptations are coming. You got to take your stand.
诱惑会来到，会找到你，魔鬼会来攻击你，但是你要站稳你的脚跟。
In verse 15, it says, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
第十五节，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
This isn't talking about preaching the gospel or witnessing or evangelizing.
这里并不是是说在要去传福音要去做福音的工作。
You should be telling others about Jesus.
你应该要去告诉其他人，告诉人关于耶稣的福音。
Whoever God has put in your life around you, your neighbors, your coworkers, you should be telling them how to be saved.
那些神放在你周围的人，你的邻居，你的邻舍，你的朋友，你应该要告诉他们，他们能够怎样得救。
But that's not what verse 15 is talking about.
但这并不是这十五节里面特指的。
Rather than preach the gospel of peace, this is that believers are ready or prepared to stand against the onslaughts of the evil forces because they are firmly grounded in the gospel of peace.
与其传讲那和平的福音呢，那信徒们应该已经准备好，或者准备好来抵抗邪恶的势力的袭击，因为我们是坚定的，我们是坚定的根于那和平的福音。
I have to choose to meditate on the gospel.
我是必须选择默想那福音。
If you've ever hurt your feet, you can't walk if you have a foot wound.
如果你的脚受伤了，你就没办法走路，你就没办法前行。
Protecting your feet means that you're protected so that you can stand.
保护你的脚，那也就代表了你能够站立。
I'm going to share just the first paragraph of that quote from Jerry Bridges on page 5.
那我会来分享一下 Jerry 布里奇斯他曾经讲的一段话。
He wrote a book called The Disciplines of Grace.
他曾经写过一本书叫做《恩典的纪律》。
We must keep in mind that our justification by God is based solely on the meritorious work of Christ and our union with Him. That is, God sees us legally as so connected with Christ that what He did, we did. When He lived a perfect life of obedience, it is as if we had lived a perfect life of obedience.
我们必须牢记，我们被神称义，完全基于基督的功绩，以及我们与他。也就是说，上帝在法律上是认为我们与基督的关系如此的紧密，以至于他所做的，我们也做了。当他过着完全顺服的生活的时候，就好像我们过着完全顺服的生活一样。
I've got to read those other two paragraphs. It all goes together. The next paragraph, because of our frequent failures before God, we do feel under condemnation. We do not feel God is for us, but rather must surely be against us. So we do think he is bringing charges against us. At such times, we must preach the gospel to ourselves. We must review what God has declared to be true about our justification in Christ.
因为我们经常在神面前失败，我们也确实感到一定罪。我们不觉得神是帮助我们，而是肯定会反对我们的。我们确实认为他是在控告我们。在这种时候，我们必须向自己要来传福音。我们必须重新来审视上帝对我们在基督里的称义所做的那个宣告。
Our consciences, however, are continually pronouncing us guilty. That is the function of conscience. Therefore, we must by faith bring the verdict of conscience into line with the verdict of heaven. We do this by agreeing with our conscience about our guilt, but then reminding it that our guilt has already been borne by Christ.
然而，我们的良心不断地宣告我们有罪，这就是良心的作用。因此，我们必须凭着信心及使良心的判决与天上的判决一致。我们这样做是通过同意我们的良心对我们的罪孽，但随后呢，提醒他我们的罪孽已经基督承担了。
I blew it. I sinned. I failed. I'm a terrible person.
我失败，我有罪，我是个非常糟糕的人。
I agree with my conscience. I'm a terrible person.
我完全我的良心对我的谴责，我是一个非常糟糕的人。
I'm a sinner.
我是个罪人。
But Jesus took that sin.
但是耶稣已经担当了我们的罪。
All of it.
全部的罪。
All past, all present, and all future sin.
过去、现在、将来所有的罪他都担当。
Was borne by him on the cross.
就是由他在在十字架上的重生。
I have to remind my conscience of that.
我必须不断地来提醒我自己的良心。
That's what it means in verse 15, to have your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
这就是在这十五节这里他说的，要用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And then verse 16.
第十六节。
To all this, take up the shield of faith.With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
第十六节，此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
To take the shield of faith, then, is to appropriate the promises of God on our behalf, confident that He will protect us in the midst of the battle.
因此呢，拿起信心的这个盾牌，就是代表我们接受上帝的应许，深信他会在战争中保护我们。
First John chapter 5, verse 4, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
在约翰一书第五章第四节里中，这里说到，这就是战胜世界的胜利，就是我们的信心。
You stand on the promises of God.
我们在神的应许上面站立。
The evil day comes and you're tempted to fall. You're tempted to blame God, to question God. You're tempted to quit.
当诱惑来临的那一天，你很有可能受到很多诱惑，在那里埋怨、抱怨、抱怨神。
You take up the shield of faith.
但是你要拿起你那信心的盾牌。
Jesus said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
因为神说过他不会放弃我们。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我可以为基督做所有的事，会来坚强我。
All things work together for good to them that love God.
在一切在耶稣里做的都是美善的。
Take the shield of faith.
拿起这信心的盾牌。
You can extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one.
你可以消灭所有那邪恶的魔鬼。
And I can too. I am preaching to myself.
我也同样的，我也用这些经文来教导我自己。
And then the last piece, verse 17, take the helmet of salvation, the last two pieces, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那第十七节就是最后两件，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就神的道。
The helmet of salvation.
救恩的头盔。
It does not refer to salvation in the objective sense, but a conscious possession of it in the midst of the onslaughts of the evil one.
这救恩的头盔呢，它不是指客观意义上的救赎，而是在邪恶的攻击中有意识的要去拥有它，来保护头部。
Your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace. And your best days are never so good that you're beyond the need of God's grace.
你最糟糕的日子永远不会糟糕到超出那上帝允许的范围，你的范围。你最好的日子呢，也永远不会好到你不需要上帝的恩典。
I am saved. I am a Christian.
我已经得救了，我是个基督徒。
Under temptation, I have to remind myself, I am saved, I am a Christian.
在诱惑之下，我必须时时地提醒自己，我是一个基督徒，我已经得救了。
I have been forgiven.
我已经被宽恕了。
I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
我已经以羔羊之血所洗净了。
This is putting on the helmet of salvation.
这就是戴上那救恩的头盔。
And verse 17, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word.
十七节的后面这半节，圣灵的宝剑，也就是神的道。
This is the only offensive weapon of the Christian.
这是基督徒。所唯一的攻击性的一个武器。
In opposition to all error, to all false philosophy, to all false principles of morals, to all the sophistries of vice, to all the suggestions of the devil, the sole, simple, and sufficient answer is the word of God. It dissipates his doubts.It drives away his fears. It delivers him from the power of Satan.
那我们这唯一的武器，圣灵的宝剑啊，与所有的错误，与所有错误哲学、错误的道德原则，与所有邪恶诡辩、所有魔鬼的暗示都相对。它是唯一简单并且充分的答案，就是那上帝的话。这上帝的话，它能打消我们所有的其他的疑虑，它驱散恐惧，也使我们摆脱脱离撒旦的权势。
How did Jesus overcome the temptations of the devil in the wilderness?
耶稣在旷野的时候，怎么来摆脱魔鬼对他的诱惑的？
Three times he quoted scripture.
三次他用了神的话。
It is written. It is written. It is written.
神说的，神说的，神说的。
You will never be able to overcome temptation without the scripture.
没有神的话，没有神的道，你是无法来抗拒你的所受的诱惑。
Psalm 119:9-11.
诗歌第119章第九节这里，第9到11节这里。
Psalm 119, 9 through 11. I'm going to share those verses. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, 9 through 11.
诗篇第119章第9到第11节啊，这里提到一个年轻人如何保持自己的纯洁，遵照你的话来遵守。我一心寻求你，不要让我偏离你的诫命。你的话珍藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
The armor of God is defensive, all except for the sword.
神的军装都是防御性的，除了这一把神的剑。
But even the sword is when you're defending yourself and trying to, you know, just kind of attack back a little bit so you can stand your ground.
即使这是有攻击性的武器，但它也是让你为了让你能够防御你自己，能够抵挡那邪恶，能够站得稳。
Brothers and sisters, expect the attack.
弟兄姐妹们，我们真的要时时要预计到我们会受到攻击。
Expect the attack.
预计到我们会受到攻击。
The devil's coming.
因为恶者他就会来。
He will attack.
恶者他会攻击我们。
Stand your ground.
站稳你的脚跟。
I finish with these words.
让我最后来提以这一段经文来作为我的结束。
Many contemporary Christians, that's you and me, many contemporary Christians seem to be unaware that there is a war in progress. Or if they are, they consider to be fought on a purely human level, and therefore earthly resources.Will be entirely adequate for conducting the campaigns.
那许多当代的基督徒，包括你和我，那我们似乎不知道现在正在进行一场战争，或者如果他们知道，他们也认为这是纯粹在人类层面上进行的。因此，地球上的资源呢，将完全足以进行这场运动。
We are engaged in a deadly warfare against the God of this world and his minions. And our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That is other people, but against spiritual forces of evil headed up by Satan himself.
我们正在与世界上世界之神以及他的手下进行一场致命的战争。我们的斗争呢，不是与血肉之躯战争，是与其他人。不是与血肉之躯及其他人战争，而是与以撒旦本人为首的那邪恶力量在进行斗争。
God's own armor has been forged and furnished by him for our use.So that we may obey his injunction to stand firm. Our only weapons are of value. Only spiritual weapons are of value in this deadly struggle.
上帝他将自己的铠甲，这个铠甲是他锻造和装备的，供我们使用，以便我们可以服从他的命令，占领我们脚跟，坚定不移。在这场致命的斗争中，只有这属灵的武器才是有价值的。
Put on the full armor of God.
让我们穿上这全部的军装，神的军装。
Put on each individual piece of the armor.
让我们把每一件这军装上的都穿戴起来。
Because the enemy is coming.
因为我们的敌人就正在来到。
He's coming after you.
他就是会来到你这里。
And by the way, this book was not written to pastors.
顺便提一下，这卷书并不只是来给传道人讲的。
It was written to everyday regular people in churches like yours.
这篇文就是针对我们啊、我们这些常人，常一直在啊、来到教会聚会的这些人。
You need to stand.
你需要站稳。
By God's grace, you can.
从啊、以神的恩典，你可以站立得住。
But you've got to put on the armor of God.
但是你就必须要穿神的军装。
Or you will fail.
不然的话，你就会失败。
Hey, if you have fallen, if you have failed, come back to the Lord and ask His forgiveness.
如果你曾经失败过，或者你正在跌倒，来回到神的面前，求他的宽恕。
He will forgive you every time.
他会宽恕你，每一次都会的。
Every time.
每一次。
That's not an excuse to go out and sin more.
这个并不是我们有理由能够我们犯更多的罪。
But it's confidence that God can still use you even after you've failed.
但这就是我的信心，神会继续使用我们，虽然我们曾经
get back up,
失败过，重新站起来
and keep putting on the armor of God and get busy growing again.
穿上神的军装，继续成长。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, would you please help my brothers at the Peoria Chinese Christian Church?
我们在天上的父，求你来帮助我们在毕城华人教会的弟兄姐妹。
Bless my brothers and sisters there.
祝福在这里的弟兄姐妹。
Help us to remember we're in a spiritual warfare.
帮助我们记得我们在一场属灵的战争中。
And Lord, when we fail, help us to turn quickly back to you.
如果我们失败的时候，求你帮助我们，让我们能够很快的转向你。
We ask for your help and grace in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们求你的力量，求你的恩典，我们感谢你。
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.